547 Sports Talk here. I'm Scott Beatty along with Lauren Tate, continuing our preview tour of area high school boys basketball teams. Next stop is Rantoul, but Rantoul has come to us as head coach Brett Frericks has stopped by in studio. Brett, thanks for coming downtown. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Pretty excited to get the basketball season going after a couple weeks of practice.
Back-to-back Okaw Valley champs, although that conference no longer exists. It is basically doubled up to form the Illini Prairie Conference. You keep your old opponents, you get some new ones. You looking forward to that?
You know, we're pretty excited about it. Before we came into the Okaw, we were actually a part of the Corn Belt. So we had the Corn Belt and the Okaw merge. So we're pretty familiar with the five teams from the other side, which consists of Pontiac, Prairie Central, Olympia, IVC, and I knew I'd forget one, but and one other. So it's actually BCC, who's probably one of the favorites with Monticello. You know, those two teams return a lot. It's going to be a very good conference.
You start the season tomorrow in Galesburg with their tournament out there. Do you obviously a lot of teams do this where they go play a bunch of games right away at the beginning of the year in a Thanksgiving type tournament. You like that? Does it give you more opportunity to teach and instruct the way and coach the way you want with a bunch of games, or would you rather have them spaced out so you could kind of install your system and then review the previous game and kind of do that?
You know, it's not easy, especially on these young kids. We're coming off a couple 21 seasons, and we don't have a lot of experience coming back, and we really tried to strengthen our schedule the last couple of years. The unfortunate part with that is, and with these kids, is it's one of the toughest, if not the toughest, schedule in the area. So to play five games in 3 days, you know, it's really hard to prepare. And it's not easy. We go, you know, we get thrown right into the fire with Galesburg on their home court. You know, a really good program over there. And then we come back Friday and Saturday against, you know, four really good teams, a couple teams out of Chicago.
How much time do you have between those games?
Not very much time, a couple of hours.
Really?
And, you know, unfortunately, Lauren, the bad part about it is on Friday we play in the morning and then we have to get on the bus again and drive over to Moline and play at the field house, the old Wharton field house over in Moline, who was actually coached by Sean Taylor, a Rantoul guy.
Hmm.
So, you know, we've played over there the last couple of years.
So that's where Taylor is now, huh?
Yeah, he's made the rounds.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, good friend of mine. And actually, he's going to bring his team over for a return trip to
Rantoul. How close was he? You'd probably know this. How close was he getting the Champaign Central job?
You know, I know he interviewed for it, and I know his wife is from this area, or at least would have been closer from Quincy. So I know he was definitely interested in it.
We're with Brett Frericks for just a moment longer. He's the head coach of the Rantoul boys basketball team. Said you're young, rebuilding. That's a touchy word for some coaches, so I don't know if you want to go there, but who do you see as some of your key players?
Yeah, we're not going to bring up how young and inexperienced we are, except for I just brought it up. But, you know, we got four sophomores that are going to play a lot. We have a kid, Latavius Winston, who's a junior, 6'5", legit 6'5" junior. He was only 6 foot as a freshman. He's grown, obviously, to this point, and he's by the time he's a senior, I believe he's going to be an all-conference, all-area player. So looking for him to get a double-double on a nightly basis. And then, again, a couple sophomores at the guard position, Eric Cole and Cameron Rowe. But again, that's a lot of inexperience, as you guys both know, to go against a lot of experienced teams in the conference and with our non-conference schedule. Like I said, it's not easy. We play, you know, we play a lot of the Big 12 schools. We play Urbana, Centennial, and just going out. We play Chicago Corliss, big game, of course, with the big guy Condit. It's going to come to town.
Yeah.
You know, we got a Danville. So I just go on and on. You know, it's going to be tough. And
now, what class are you in this year?
We're in 3A. We've been in 3A. We bordered on a 2A and 3A, but at 700 kids, we're pretty solid. Because I know Unity actually snuck into, they're going to sneak into 3A.
By
yeah.
one person, right?
Exactly.
By one student. That's, one student stayed home that day.
They got to figure out how to get that one student out of there. So they're going to be in a
That would have never happened at Lawrenceville in the old days.
So, you know, they'll be with, you know, Muhammad, Central, Urbana, you know, that group. They'll be thrown into that regional that we're always in.
Brett Frericks, hey, we appreciate your time very much. Best of luck and safe travels out there to Galesburg.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I enjoy your guys' show, and thanks for having us.
Appreciate it much. Back in a moment with Chris Thomas.